As darkness creeps across the globe, as this shroud of abject evil covers the hearts of men and women, even children, in a way that it's never done before, many of God's own people are being lured by it, seduced by it, in a terrible way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. As the devil becomes ever more emboldened in these last days, as evil becomes more and more the norm, the easiest thing for us to do is to give in to the creeping darkness, to acquiesce, even to become part of it. After all, when the cause seems lost, you know what they say, if you can't beat them, join them. But as Jesus was praying in Gethsemane just before his arrest, he said to his Father in heaven about the likes of thee and me, John chapter 17, verse 15, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I am asking that you keep them safe from the evil one. And with a Jesus prayer like that over your life and mine, the truth is that however dark today's darkness may appear, all is not lost. And here, on the other side of that cross and the empty tomb from when he prayed that prayer, we know this. Colossians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. God made us free from the power of darkness, and he brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The Son paid the price to make us free. In him we have forgiveness of our sins. So though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Though we are immersed in this creeping darkness that threatens to overcome the world, you, me, and anyone else who believes in Jesus, we are free from the power of darkness because Jesus died and rose again for us. Don't acquiesce. Don't become once more part of the darkness, because you are free. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And listen, because you are free, you have the power to shine the light of Christ into this dark world. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about, the incredible power of your humility in a prideful world. To request your free copy, head across to christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.